Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Today we're going to talk about obedience. In a household, things go smoother when the children obey their parents. This shows respect, love, and acceptance of the family unit. Unfortunately, this is not the case in everyone's family and in God's family. So what is it about obeying that is so difficult? Obedience calls us to esteem someone else in higher regard than ourselves. It calls us to lay down our agenda for the benefit of others. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1 through 8 in the NIV. Every high priest is selected from among men and is appointed to represent them in matters related to God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weakness. This is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as for the sins of the people. No one takes this honor upon himself. He must be called by God, just as Aaron was. So Christ also did not take upon himself the glory of becoming a high priest. But God said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." And he says in another place, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Christ himself was obedient to the Father. Did it cost him? You bet! But the result is salvation for all mankind who desire it and believes. It says that he learned obedience from what he suffered. Obedience is a surrender of our will because we love. We are called to submit to the authorities placed over us, governments of laws and ordinances that regulate our lives, be they federal or national, state, county, regional, and city. If we break those laws through disobedience, the punishment is severe and swift. We see through the disobedience of Adam, the world was plunged into sin and darkness and separated from God. But through the obedience of Christ, a way of salvation was made which allowed man to be reconciled to God. Obedience calls on us to lay down our pride. Many sitting in the church today are in disobedience to the call of God in their lives, to His commandments, denying the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and rejecting the plan that God has for them. If they could only see that His thoughts are higher than theirs and His ways and plans are better than theirs, I would venture to say that they would obey. It seems that a lack of faith, belief, and trust keeps them in rebellion, pride, and disobedience. What's it going to take? Some years ago, I was on a business trip to Dallas, Texas. At the West End, they had a huge crane set up for bungee cord jumping. Well, being of the inquisitive nature that I am, I went for it. It was pretty high up, and when I got to the platform, I looked out over the city and stepped to the edge of the platform and did a, hopefully, graceful swan dive. I had no fear, no hesitation. Thinking back on that day, I realized that that is the way I want to live for Christ. I want to live fully surrendering myself to Him, trusting Him with everything, knowing that He's got me and I've got nothing to fear, knowing that no matter what He may call me to do, no matter how difficult the task, it's His desire for me and He knows best. It will be all right. He's got me. It is said that obedience is far better than sacrifice. I can do acts of kindness every day until the day I die, but if I'm not obeying God, it will only be an act of kindness. It will not have the power of the Holy Spirit behind it, and it will not be as fulfilling, and I would venture to say it would become a have to versus a get to. I've said it before, a good thing is not the right thing if it's not God's thing. Let's look at the young rich ruler. Mark chapter 10, 17 through 22. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him, saying, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. You know, this young man was not willing to surrender. This lesson is not about money. It's about surrendering and obedience. Now, let's look at another example of a little man named Zacchaeus. Let's go to Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." What was the difference? One chose to surrender and obey. Salvation is all about surrender, and love is about obedience. It's a choice. Some of you are purposely going against God's commandment to love one another by not forgiving an offense. That is disobedience. In our obstinance, we elevate ourselves above Jesus. We wallow in self-pity and pride, unwilling to bend, forgive, and surrender, rebelling against the Holy Spirit whom God sent to lead and guide you into a better life. Yet we blame God for every bad thing that happens to us and wonder why we live unfulfilled lives and why we aren't happy. I challenge you today, take a look at your life. In what areas are you being disobedient? Acknowledge it, repent, and take responsibility. Choose to obey. Choose to really surrender your life completely without reservation to the one who created it. Choose to follow his plan, and you will see the difference obedience can make in your life. Obedience will bring with it complete trust, increased faith, love, joy, fulfillment, and surprise, surprise, blessings that you can't imagine. There is a newness, a sense of purpose that can only come through the obedient life. Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I come before you acknowledging my disobedience, and I ask your forgiveness for my sin. I choose this day to follow and obey you. I surrender my life to you. I accept your plans for me, and I trust in you to bring me through any doubt or lack of faith. Lead me. Guide and direct me to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.